Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World Class Rock.
Boy, welcome. Greetings. Hi. Hi. Toys for Boys. We're getting down in the nitty gritty here. So get your game on. Get your game face on. Not like the Toronto Maple Leafs, but get your game face on.
Yeah, pretend Mike Babcock's your coach.
Leafs lost again. Not again, Leafs lost. Great way to start. Just wanted to throw that out there. Toys for Boys coming up at 8:20 this morning. If you're listening around 8:10, you'll hear the cue to call. Be caller 92, and you're in for that $50,000 grand prize. We also have tickets to go see the NBA game this weekend between the Timberwolves and the Bulls. And we have Steel Panther tickets. We'll continue those. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Reno. We start now.
92 City FM News.
News is for South Beach Casino and Resort. 10 years of excellence. Every Monday, it's 10 times the points. And Tuesday is Customer Appreciation Day. Details at southbeachcasino.ca. Police have made the first major fentanyl trafficking arrest in the city. A man and a woman were arrested at a house on St. Anne's Road near Fermor yesterday. The dangerous drug is already being blamed for at least one death and multiple overdoses in the city. Police seized the fentanyl and other illegal pills that have a value of about $10,000 as well as about $20,000 in cash. Grayson Richard Parrish, 36, and a 33-year-old woman are in custody and facing a long list of charges. 4,000 health workers in Manitoba may be going on strike. The Manitoba Association of Healthcare Professionals has actually been without a contract since March 2014. Union members include 160 health fields, so that includes social workers, paramedics, therapists and stuff. 88% of members who voted are in favor of a strike if a deal can't be reached. Negotiations are set to resume on October 21st. And the Winnipeg Jets may have one of the smallest markets, but they rank fourth highest in resale ticket prices in the NHL. So the Jets' average ticket resale price is $192, which is more than Toronto at $184 and Boston at $165 a ticket. In fact, the only Canadian team with resale ticket prices higher than the Jets is the Montreal Canadiens. They were in second place at $219. Tickets for the reigning Chicago Blackhawks are the most expensive, $234, and the cheapest, $56. Check out a Carolina Hurricanes game.
And you get four hot dogs and four beer with that, too. Mm-hmm.
And the player that you sit right on the bench.
Yeah.
And they come over and sit on your lap and ask if you want to play a shift.
Nice.
Whatever it takes to get asked in the seats.
Stay at Eric Stahl's that night, and he makes you four more hot dogs right in his kitchen. Hot dogs are ready. I'm going to bed. Enough of this crap already.
There were people dressing up like Steve Bartman at the game.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wait, you know what? Might as well embrace the curse and all the idiosyncrasies about your franchise.
So, Reno, we were talking yesterday about how that Steve Bartman guy, the guy who reached out and grabbed the foul ball off Moises Alou years back, and he was just vilified in Chicago.
Right.
And they extended an invite to him to come back and say, hey, man, come back and watch the game. He's like, nope, I appreciate it, but no thanks, I'm never going back. So there's a few people that dressed up like him. Like, because at that game, he had glasses, a Cubs hat pulled low, and headphones on so he could listen to the play-by-play while he's watching the game. And that's what the outfit was. Kind of funny.
And he's like mad. He's like, I'm not going.
No.
Or he's just like, no, I'm still
scared.
There's
no way you can. He is one of the most sympathetic figures in sports.
He had to be ushered out by security that night.
Yeah, you watch the documentary on him, and your heart weeps for him. He was so crushed by what he did, and then he was getting, like, if they didn't get him out of there the night of the game with security, he wouldn't have made it out alive.
No.
Like, people were throwing stuff at him, screaming death threats at him. And he's just a little meek guy.
Yeah. And who knows where he's living now. He's like in exile.
Yeah.
Like Chicago exile. 6:12. It's a Thursday morning. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
14's a high for today. We're at 8 right now.
Great game last night, though. Almost a brawl. Baseball playoffs, man. The intensity ramps up, and we got the Jays this afternoon. In 10 minutes with what's trending, there was a funny highlight from this game. From the dugout of the Pirates. One of the players of the Pirates got a little fired up at a Gatorade cooler.
I like the way when I was watching hockey last night, because I watched the Leafs-Habs game, and then I watched part of the Calgary-Vancouver game, and they kept showing highlights of baseball. And I was like, well, that's kind of weird. I said, no, wait a sec, it's not weird, because it's Sportsnet, and it's they also own the Jays, and of course they want to get people to get excited about baseball, because the Jays are smart.
Cross-promo, and I'll tell you what, our execs in this company
They are so pumped.
More excited than the players themselves. We're getting memo. Attention, we will all be off work tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, there was an actual email that went out from corporate saying, everyone.
Well, even locally, if you wear a Blue Jays shirt to work, you're in for a $50 gift card. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah. The bandwagon is swelling.
Go Rogers!
Absolutely. Yeah. Jay is playing today, by the way, and we're mandated to say that every 10 minutes, so get used to
that. What time is that game today?
2:35.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Way to play that one, Rita. What time? Like, you didn't know. It's all over the place.
I knew it was in the afternoon, but I didn't know exactly what time. Yeah,
very good. Yeah, mark that down. Rita. Check mark. Good job.
Send this to execs.
6:13, what's trending is next.
And now, what's trending?
I remember last week or the week before, Phil, you were talking about Vladimir Putin and how he likes to strap the skates on the odd time. And
they let him score 14 goals every time he does it.
Watch your tongue. Careful.
Oh.
Careful. Well, he celebrated his 63rd birthday earlier this week, okay? And so there's a whole bunch of Russian officials and a whole bunch of former NHLers like Pavel Bure and Vladislav Fetisov. And there's Putin out there chugging along, and everyone's kind of...
Nobody checks him.
No, everyone kind of stays out of his way. But no, you can't make it look obvious. So it was pretty ugly to the point where everyone just kind of stood there and watched him, including the goaltender. And how many goals do you think he scored on his birthday, Phil?
19.
Okay, now here's the thing. The final score was 15-10. Yeah. Putin's team won. 15-10. Rina, 7 goals for the Russian president.
Kim Jong-un does this too. How do they not feel stupid? How do they not know that we laugh at them? You know?
I think when you live in that world and everybody around you bows to you, you just...
Like, wouldn't you be skating around being like, huh?
You got to put that video up. It's like the Red Sea parting. As soon as he gets the puck, they all pretend to like fall down. Yeah. And he just goes in on every one of his goals as a breakaway.
It's pretty ugly. But you're right, Rita. I thought of Kim Jong-un, actually, because of all... Oh, yes, he played a round of golf once and got 16 holes in one.
Yeah.
Believe it, because we told you it's true.
I'll stick with sports. You know, baseball players, to me, they're forever trying to prove they're tougher than they are. Mm-hmm. So there's a little, not really a brawl, but an altercation last night between the Pirates and Cubs. And because the Pirates hit the Cubs pitcher. That's a no-no. So the bench is clear.
Oh, when he was up for bat. Yeah. Because there's no DHs in the NL.
Right. Yeah. So this player for the Pirates, Sean Rodriguez, he's out there trying to look hard. And then he goes back to the dugout, and I guess he was trying to show off his boxing skills. I'll put the video up at 92cityfm.ca because he decided to treat the Gatorade jug like a heavy bag, and he just went off. And then the look he gives the Gatorade jug, like, whoa, I think I just knocked that Gatorade jug out. So there he is trying to be as hard as he can.
I like how everybody's ignoring him. Yeah, like, no one sees it or hears it. They don't care.
The rest of the team is pretending like, hey, Sean, stop it. We all know you. You're not tough. Go away.
Man,
so I'll put your hands. He's hitting that hard.
And here's the thing, Rita, with baseball, it's such a slow sport that when something like that happens, it's like, oh, look what's going on over there. Look, there's action.
That is Sean Rodriguez.
The nominations are in for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's class of 2016. So the list includes Chicago, Cheap Trick, Deep Purple, The Cars,
yeah.
Janet Jackson, NWA, Nine Inch Nails, The Smiths, Yes, Chaka Khan, and Steve Miller.
The Sheep?
Chic.
Oh,
the Sheep. You know, there's always a few weird ones.
The
you know,
Iron
like
Sheep? Few weird ones.
Well, NWA.
I only counted about 4 in there that actually, in my opinion, deserve to be in there.
Yeah, Janet Jackson, NWA,
Yeah, they need their own Hall of Fame. They need a Music Hall of Fame.
I agree. There should be a... Just call it the Music Hall of Fame at this point. It should be the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Get the Rock and Roll off.
Just the Music Hall of Fame.
It's about time the Sheik went in.
Right.
Waiting for that one.
Yeah, they're great.
Couldn't name any of their songs. Yeah. 6:25 News, Weather, Sports is next.
City Traffic.
And then just after 6:30, for you early morning crowd, because I love you the most, Phil likes the 7 o'clock crowd, Rena doesn't like anybody. Yeah. 92 City FM, world-class rock, 6:35, Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rita. Not to steal any of your hooks, Phil, but an hour from now, we're going to make some picks. Actually, just shy of an hour for Thursday Night Football tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Colts.
And Texans.
Texans.
Oh, I like this already. So we'll have odds for you and everything, and we'll make some picks. And then, of course, you have a chance to win some loot from Boston Pizza. 6:36, Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rita.
14 is the high for today with a mix of sun and cloud, but mostly cloudy. 8 degrees right now.
Now, what time are we going to give away NBA tickets for that preseason game at MTS Center?
An hour from now, 7:35.
Okay, what about the Steel Panther?
Right now.
All right.
Yes. Steel Panther coming to town.
Went all wacky zany there.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, baby.
Yeah. More tickets to give away right now. Steel Panther coming to town. Burton Cummings Theater next month. Man, these guys, if you haven't heard Steel Panther, very, very funny. They're a throwback glam rock band from the 80s. They got the boas. They got the ties. They've got the tattoos, the sunglasses, everything, Rena. I mean, literally, it's like they took a time machine out of the 80s.
They're kind of hot.
Yeah, except for that guy.
In a weird 80s hair metal crazy way.
Rena would have liked to be in her prime in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
That was your era, I think, girl.
Yeah, you would have. Maybe you could have met Blackie Lawless from Wasp.
Well,
yeah, no.
He smells of blood and raw meat.
But I want to be somebody.
You know what? That was a line that was drawn out. It's like, I was allowed to listen to a lot of stuff, but that Venom? No, I thought
Venom,
there was.
Yeah. Bloodlust.
Yeah, there was some. I mean, I even got away with the odd, a little bit of Slayer, but I had to sneak that one in.
I just feel like they were scarier and more. I felt like they were more for real. Those heavy duty badass. I mean, you've got the death metal nowadays, but like Venom were terrifying individuals. When you watch those guys in the 80s and 90s, I don't know if they're still around, but they're just looking at. They were ugly.
The blood out of the skull and the raw meat on stage. That kind of did it for me.
You're living the life. You know, you're not a pretender at that point.
204-780-CITY, CITY-2484. Here, if you've been following along this week, we've had a consistent theme when we're giving away Steel Panther tickets. And the question this morning is, back in 1966 in Oakland, California, two guys started this Marxist party against the government. What was the name of that party?
780-CITY, 780-2484. Go ahead.
It was the Black Panthers?
Yes!
That is correct.
Yeah,
Black Panther Party.
Sorry, I broke up your Black Panther Party.
From Forrest Gump?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name on the phone?
My name's Shauna.
Shauna, you're off to see Steel Panther.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Are you a girl of the 80s?
Well, I was born in the 80s, but my fiance and I fell in love listening to Steel Panther.
Awesome, very
fell
good.
Fell in love.
Wow.
How did that go? You were, on your sofa and it came on the radio.
So I assume you're going to take him?
It was actually a CD that a friend gave us.
All right. Well, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You guys, you two love birds are off to go see Steel Panther next month.
Yeah.
92 City FM, world-class rock, 7:34, Wheeler in the morning, Philly, and that girl right there, the Young Broadcaster of the Year award winner at the Canadian Music Week last year. Hope, can you repeat this year? Because you're still under 30. Can you repeat?
Oh, Dynasty, baby.
Can you repeat?
Rita.
I don't know.
Rita.
Oh,
make sure
chance.
You go to her Facebook page and
excited.
Vote. Is there a vote going on?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Actually, it didn't.
Only big, there's regular people can't vote. It's like a executive thing in
Toronto.
Well,
call the executives and tell them you think she should win it again.
Oh, God. 14's a high for today. Mostly cloudy. 8 degrees right now.
Hey, Gary, you're still there?
Hello.
Okay, hang tight. We just had to do Buck Martinez interview on the TV side of things, so he won a prize.
He's still the A's there with Boston Pizza. Yeah, very good. We do our football picks. Okay, National Basketball Association exhibition. They're doing this Canada thing where the Raptors are playing in a few different spots, and then they're kind of getting some regional games. And we got the Minnesota Timberwolves, which I like because we got it geographically. We have a lot of fans that gravitate towards the Minnesota Vikings, and I would say it's almost split in Winnipeg. You probably got about half Raptor fans just because of the whole Canada thing, and then you got half Timberwolves.
And Andrew Wiggins?
Yes.
Canadian boy who LeBron didn't want on his team, so we love him.
Because he's Canadian. He's probably lazy. I'm not even supposed to be here.
So the Timberwolves coming to town. They're playing the Chicago Bulls. And, man, I mean, come on. Me being born in the late 70s, watching the Chicago Bulls and their dynasty through the 90s,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just that jersey, it just says iconic. Mm-hmm. So having them come to town and play at MTS Center, pretty cool. So here's the question this morning. If you're a basketball fan, Canada, of course, has the Toronto Raptors. Once upon a time, before they were the Memphis Grizzlies, we had the Vancouver Grizzlies. Now, there was a gentleman by the name of Bryant Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
who played for the team. What was his nickname?
Oh.
Aside from Big Giant Flop.
Good. He had a good nickname, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. 780 City, good morning. What was Bryant Reeves' nickname?
The Grizzly Bear.
No. That would have been good, though.
He handled the ball like a grizzly bear.
Good morning, City.
I don't know. The Thunderman.
Not the Thunderman. I like that you guys are guessing, though.
Yeah.
Thunderman, Grizzly Bear.
Good morning, City.
Polar Bear.
Not the Polar Bear.
Not Polar Bear Town Tuesdays on OLN at 8 o'clock.
780 City, 780, 2484. The key is, if you don't know, we'd love some funny guesses here. Hello.
Hey, Big Country.
Big Country Bryant Reeves. He was a highly touted draft pick, and everyone thought this was going to be the guy. And then he just...
Isn't there a UFC fighter with a nickname?
Big Country, Big Country. Roy Nelson.
Roy Nelson, right? Yeah.
He fought in Winnipeg at MTS Center.
That's right. What's your name on the phone?
Steve.
Steve, you got yourself tickets to go see the Timberwolves and the Bulls. Good for you. Hang on the line. We'll grab some details. 737, The Scoop with Rena J, Young Broadcaster of the Year Award winner. Coming up here in five.
We're in
the morning with The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers.
Your first choice for all your recreational needs on the water or on the trail. With ATVs, side-by-sides, boats, sea-doos, and more.
So he climbed a crane in Hollywood to protest the way killer whales are kept in captivity at SeaWorld, and now Jackass star Steve-O will pay for that stunt. Some of his own freedom. He's going to be going to jail for 30 days. So August 9th, he climbed this crane, and, you know, obviously emergency responders, you know, all these people have to show up there when something like this happens. He blew up this giant inflatable killer whale and wrote, "SeaWorld sucks" on it. And he climbed down, and he was fine and everything, but he got arrested and charged, and now he's going to jail.
I know they don't really say it, but there is kind of like a celebrity jail where it's basically just like a high school with some metal doors, and they go there for 30 days, and they put on a jumpsuit, and there's some guards there, and they get, you know, less than par food. But, I mean, it's not jail.
Yeah, and I know he did a really stupid stunt, but he had some good, you know, doing something good behind it, kind of. It's not just a regular stupid stunt.
Right.
At least there's some meaning behind this, because he's had beef with SeaWorld for a while. He's done this before. He's vandalized some of their billboards and stuff, writing "SeaWorld sucks" on them before, so.
All right.
Yeah. James Bond, this is really interesting. In a recent interview, Daniel Craig spoke out about the role and its future, saying he'd rather break glass and then slash his wrists than do another Bond movie, unless it was just for the money. That's a movie that made him a lot of money. Made him pretty famous.
I heard you say this morning in Entertainment City, and it bugs me because I'm a big Bond guy. Like, I'm a huge Bond fan.
It's like he doesn't appreciate the franchise.
Yeah,
at all,
I mean, like,
you know?
Dude, like, without this, I hate to say it, but you're kind of a nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't have gotten the girl with the dragon tattoo.
And he trashed the Bond character. He said he was sexist and very lonely and misogynistic and, like, I don't know.
And Spock's an alien.
Shocked.
It's fiction. It doesn't mean that's who you are. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, this is kind of... I'm kind of bummed. I mean, I'm still going to go see it. I'm still going to love it. I'm still going to, you know, adore it. But come on, Daniel Craig.
It almost makes you think that maybe the movie isn't so great this time around. Or I don't know. The new Bond movie comes out later this month, so...
I don't know. I like Daniel Craig.
I like him, too. I thought he's been a great Bond over the past three films.
I've only really seen him in Girl the Dragon Tattoo and then the Bond stuff, but he seems like a great actor.
He was also in The Cradle of Life, I believe.
I think actors do this when they try to make it seem like they're above these franchises that make big-time money. I don't think Johnny Depp said anything of this nature.
The pirate movies,
The pirate movies. When they start making stupid money to do these franchise movies, they think,
people are sick
I'm
of
actually
them.
Better than this, but I just keep doing it. You know, they try to...
Yeah.
Pretentious.
So John Stamos, Uncle Jesse, has been charged with driving under the influence of GHB, the date rape drug. The actor says that he was using the drug as a fitness supplement to try and lose some weight. But he was, you know, he was spotted driving erratically in Beverly Hills. He was so messed up when they took him to the hospital. They found out that he had GHB in his system along with a few other drugs and stuff. And he said he was trying to lean out body mass as he prepared for his new TV show. But I don't know. So he went to rehab immediately after he was busted with that and did a 30-day live-in treatment.
To rehab if he's just taking it for weight loss?
It's almost like these actors get told to do that to save face or have a TV show. The network wants you to go to rehab.
The second you get busted doing something, your people tell you rehab's a good idea.
Well, didn't Zach Cassian kind of do the same thing for the Montreal Canadiens? He got into a car accident where his girlfriend was driving. He's like, I should go to rehab.
He was already in stage one when the Habs picked him up from Vancouver.
Okay.
Now he's in stage two, so he was already there, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Beyonce and her estranged father. He's doing something to make some money. So I always find it sad when these parents of celebrities do anything they can to try and cash in, and he's doing the same thing. He says that he created Beyonce. He's taking all the credit, saying it's his daughter. He raised her. He got her into show business, and he created, you know, the mega superstar that she is. And he can do that for you, too, for the cheap price of $300. Mm. So he's holding these courses to turn people into Beyonce, basically. Uh-huh. He says he can create Beyonce. So $300, you go to this boot camp. It's a one-day boot camp.
What did Rebecca Black pay? She went to some kind of studio, right?
Yeah.
She got huge.
Well, she went to, like, her parents paid a bunch of money at some studio.
Oh, so it was more than $300. She could have had Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, they shelled out a lot of cash, in the thousands. She's from a very rich family. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, anyway, sad. And finally, Vladimir Putin has some skills on skates. Philly brought this up earlier this morning, but we got to do it again.
Wheels did.
The Russian president, scored 7 times during a hockey game on his 63rd birthday. And the reason this is awesome is because anytime Putin's got the puck, no one goes near him.
And all the guys on his team, like Bure and Fetisov, they're like, just give the puck to the president. Just hand it to him.
The best part is that he doesn't feel stupid about this at all. He's skating down the ice. Nobody's around him.
And I guess there was a few NHL All-Stars who were playing on Putin's team.
Well, they're all buddies. Fetisov, Bure, a bunch of government officials. And
Putin's got the puck at all parts, like the Red Sea. They all move away.
So, of course, Putin's team got the big W for a score of 15-10 at the end of the game.
Way to keep it close, guys.
That's nice work.
92 City FM, World Class Rock, 8:06. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
14's a high for today. We're at 8 right now.
10 minutes from Toys for Boys. Well, not even 10. Roughly.
You know, about 6 or 7 minutes, you'll hear the cue to call, and that's your cue to call.
That's
so
right.
You start dialing, and then Phil will go, higher caller, blah, 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 higher caller, blah, blah. And then eventually we'll get to caller 91. That'll be the last one. Then we'll do caller 92 live on the air, and that person will have their choice of getting into the grand prize draw. $50,000 grand prize with Toys for Boys, or instant gratification reaching into the toy box. And then kind of like those little, those plush machines. I love those things that you go to
the claw
arm and picks it up.
A lot of pressure on you to get one for your kids, though, when you do that.
You ever see the videos of kids getting stuck in those?
What? No. What do you mean getting stuck? Like climbing in through the out hole?
Yeah, there's a few that have been going on online, making the rounds the last couple of weeks, and they are so funny. It's like this little girl, she crawls in, and they're not panicked.
Funny.
They're in there with the toys, and they're like playing in there, and then mom walks by and like looks again, and then they call the fire department, and the kid's like playing with all the stuffies in there.
I'd be putting quarters in if that was Mike. I'd be like, all right, Angus, hang on.
This might hurt. This is gonna grip onto your head. It might hurt.
All right, 8:07.
Now the Bone Phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows. The sooner you get new Duraco windows and doors, the sooner you'll save on your hydro bills year-round. Visit Duraco.ca.
All right. I hear these calls before everybody else early in the morning, so I meant to Google this, but I forgot.
Yes, I'm just wondering if anybody knows what the actual net worth of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers is. In other words, if somebody an individual wanted to buy that team, what would be the cost of purchasing the Winnipeg Blue Bombers?
You sound like you'd like a private owner instead of a board running a team.
What you got in your pocket? Get some loose change? Winnipeg Blue Bombers, a quick Google search. Doesn't really say, actually. And keep in mind, that's a very quick Google search.
Somebody's got to know, or we'll look it up and we'll figure it out for you.
Founded in 1930.
They've been around a long time. Okay, Route 90, a complaint from somebody who drives a work truck.
Brookside Boulevard. The one that starts at the cemetery and goes up to the golf course on Inkster. I've been using that street to drive my work truck down for as long as I can remember, and I've never had a problem. Yesterday, police have been sitting there ticketing guys like me who are trying to do their job, saying that it's not a truck route. Here's the problem I have with that. There's no signage. That whole area has no homes in it. There are no houses. People don't live there. It's all industrial. So why all of a sudden is it not a truck route?
See, that's one of those scenarios where I'd like to see the city or the cops or whoever do a warning campaign. So let's take 2 weeks. We're going to start saying this isn't a truck. This isn't a truck route, but a lot of truckers don't know that. So what we'll do, we'll set up shop. Every guy we pull over, hey, sir, hi, Winnipeg Police. Yeah. Just so you know, starting in 2 weeks, we're going to be ticketing people. Now, they may have done that, I don't know. But if they haven't, I'd like to see them do that.
Hmm. If there's no signage there, you could fight that and a ticket and win that.
Yeah, so good luck with that, sir. And I'm sure somebody has a rebuttal. Maybe the cops or the city. Okay, I see this. I think I've done it, what this guy's talking about.
G'day. This is a frustrated Transconanite. People need to realize that at certain situations and intersections, the shoulder does not make a turn lane. You can wait your turn in line with everyone else.
There is one place where I do that. It's on Gun Road at Plessy's. Because
that's all dirt road anyway.
Right, it gets all... Well, no, it's not dirt. It's been paved.
Oh, it's okay.
I don't believe the shoulder's meant to be a turn right lane, but it gets so lined up with people turning left that I figure if I can... I'm not hurting anybody. If it's open, that shoulder, and you can speed things up...
You goddamn
criminal.
There's
lots of spots like that around the city.
I'm just trying to help. I swear, I'm not road raging at all, waiting in traffic.
Hey, as you're spitting rocks down the side from the shoulder. Get out of my way! I gotta go!
Yeah, give me the bird. I don't care. Narrating porn. I'm definitely interested.
Billy, if you're going to be narrating porn in the morning, it should be Wiener in the morning.
Okay, so now we're doing porn titles for our show.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I think we can maybe... Thank you for the call, but I think probably do better than Wiener in the morning.
Yeah. That would be great, though. We should do that as a bit. Well, you just sit there and watch porn and then narrate what you're seeing.
The pizza man's been to this house on several occasions. He knows this woman well. Okay, Wheeler, your joke. We'll wrap up with a couple of calls.
Okay. Can I preface this by saying, yesterday I told a story about when I was a kid. It was the first gross, dirty joke I ever heard. It was about 9 or 10, and I remember it vividly, so I'm going to tell the joke tomorrow morning at 7:30. So if you have sensitive ears and you don't like gross jokes, or if you have kids, just turn off the radio tomorrow at 7:30.
Okay, there you go.
Jesus Christ, Wheeler, what the hell is wrong with you? After that 30-minute infomercial for Fort Mac about this joke, change your life, blah, 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 you don't even tell the goddamn joke.
Nope.
I'd rather hear the damn caw-caw joke again. Caw-caw.
7:30 tomorrow, and you will be disappointed. Trust me.
Great.
This joke. I'm sorry, it really sucks. I'm going to punch you right in the
physical violence.
It better be good. It's not good. So get your punch ready, because it's horrible. Awesome. It's a terrible, terrible joke.
That's the bone fall.
92 City FM, World Class Rock. He actually just played a round out at Glendale, I believe, with Andrew Steep. Alice Cooper in school's out. He was in town opening up for Motley Crue back in August. 818, my name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena J, all here at 8 Forks Market Road, the historic Via Rail steam plant. Mm-hmm. Well, used to be. Now it's ours.
Yep.
Now it's our studio. Wheeler in the morning, Phil, Rena.
14 is the high for today, mostly cloudy, 8 degrees right now.
Olivia Garula. One of the best boxers Winnipeg's ever produced.
Mm-hmm.
She's defending her title on October 22nd, and she'll be in studio after 8:30.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to seeing her.
Yep.
All right, let's do this, though.
Stand by, everybody.
Toys for boys.
All right, been through 91 calls off the air. Looking now for caller 92. That is correct. What is your name?
Terry Bevan.
You are caller 92. Congratulations, first of all. Well done.
Yeah.
Good job, Terry.
Good boy, Terry. Yeah.
All right, next step. You got to choose. Do you want instant gratification by reaching into the toy box, like we just said, you know, the old plush machines where you get the claw and try and pull something out? Do you want to do that? Or do you want to go for the $50,000 grand prize draw, including $30,000 to spend at Enns Brothers?
I'm going to go for the big draw.
All right, in for $30,000. Not a bad idea. Now we got to find out what's inside the toy box.
A beat-up acoustic guitar autographed by the late Honky Tonk Man.
Ooh. Ooh.
I mean, we have that guitar here.
You could get for that on, eBay. What do you think?
Probably nothing.
No, I think you could get something for that. The Honky Tonk Man? It's a legend, man.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. Give a few shekels for that. He used to smash guys over the head. That was his move.
I think he actually did smash this one, and then it was put back.
What's in there?
Everything. Oh, God, it stinks, too.
Does it really?
Terry made the right choice.
The inside of a guitar doesn't normally smell good because this thing is like a hole where it collects dust and crud. So that one's been laying around the offices over at Osborne for quite some time. Jesus, the dust is still lingering. You made the right call, Terry. Well done. You're in for the grand prize draw. 8:21 now. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. News, weather, sports is next.
Listen to the Backseat Drive with Shadow and Nancy weekday afternoons at 4:40 for your chance to qualify for over $50,000 in prizes. Toys for Boys on 92 City FM. City traffic.
You know, I'm going to serenade you with some, instead of having this traffic music, I'm going to serenade you.
Please don't.
Go ahead with the traffic.
Traffic is for LC Taylor. Climb out of debt with LC Taylor and join those who say my debt rescue started at lctaylor.com.
Every rose has its thorn.
Thanks, guys. No problems in traffic. You can send us your tips. 780 City. You can phone or email me, Rena at 92cityfm.ca.
Her name is Rena. She lived down the second floor.
What?
You ever heard that song? My name is Luca?
No.
It's a terrible song. It's a spousal abuse song, so I don't know why I'm singing it to you.
Thanks, Phil.
Yeah, all right. Moving on. 8:22 now. Good morning.
Special morning here on this show. Honestly, Olivia Garula, Kent Brown, welcome to the show. I don't recognize you because yesterday I was down at Elite Boxing and MMA where you trained, Kent, your gym. And you were in the ring. You were training, sparring, and it was a little terrifying, I got to be honest. But now you look much different this morning.
I slapped on a little makeup. Yeah. Trying to be a girl.
Well, thanks for coming down. I know it's been busy. You guys are getting ready for the fight. October 22nd, Club Regent Casino against Carla Torres of Cleveland.
Some tomato can. Who's this? Whatever.
Serious. Are you? I know you're going to say you're ready, but do you feel like the fight could happen today? It's getting so close. You probably are tired of waiting. You just want to get in there and go.
Oh, I am. I am. You know what? It's getting down to that point where you're counting down. We're 2 weeks exactly today. Mm-hmm. Wayne is just one day shy, so that's kind of the conqueror right now to got to get to. But we're ready. I mean, I've got probably 30 more rounds of sparring to put in, so.
And you're the champ. Is there more pressure? Like, when you're the defending champ, you're holding the belt. She wants it. Is that a different sort of
pressure?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where is the belt, by the way? Where is the belt? Did you bring it? Did you bring it in?
No, it's at home on its shelf. I am terrible about bringing that belt everywhere. The two of them, I always forget
to
bring
them. I would just wear it.
You just wear it.
Yeah.
You just
boxing
want selfies.
Champ.
That's all.
Yeah. Boxing champ. That's right.
No, when it comes down to it, I mean, it's you're in there, and that show is kind of banking on you, and all those people are there to see you, so there is pressure, but, I mean, it's your belt, you want to take it, and you want to keep it, so.
Mm-hmm. Family at the fight? I know, like, who comes to watch you, and does that, are they nervous watching you?
You know what? All the family comes out. I've got, my grandparents are missing this time, they're coming in from Ontario, but I've got family coming in from the States as well, cousins and aunts and so on, and my mom has always been there. My brother's huge, huge supporters. My one brother's always in the corner with me. Mm-hmm. My kids will be, everybody's there. Everybody's like, the whole family support's great. The citywide, I teach a lot of students.
How old are your kids?
Why?
Ooh, that had an extra zest on it. Yeah. Why?
They're 15 and 18. Now, How's that blow your mind?
Well, let me ask you. Have they pulled the old, hey, my mom could kick the shit out of your mom?
You know what?
They
probably have. They're both really well-behaved kids. Well, that's because I can kick their ass, or because they're just well-behaved is good.
Yeah. Have they ever shown any interest in getting into boxing?
You know what? I've taught classes for years and years. They both come out to workouts, and they both are like, yeah, that's too hard. My daughter, honestly, this is what happened last night. She asked if she could have a bowl of ice cream. I was like, 10 push-ups. And she's like, what? And I'm like, she's like, I did gym every day. I'm like, 10 push-ups. So she did 10 push-ups and got ice cream. But that's kind of how my house goes.
Nice.
Well, and we can bring Kent in on this. Kent Brown, you train Olivia. How long have you been training Olivia for?
How many years now? A few years.
Yeah.
Quite a few years.
He loves every minute of it.
Yeah, I do.
It's a workout like no other. Like, just watching Olivia go yesterday at the gym. I mean, you got to love what you do to train this way, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love, being a trainer, it's just, I wake up every day just, being thankful that I can do this, so.
Yeah. And she's an easy pupil.
She's a super easy pupil.
Yeah. No.
Once in a blue moon, but hey, it's just her princess coming out. But that's okay.
We're gonna have fun tonight.
Fighting words.
Let me ask you, coach? How do you approach the fight any differently as the champ than you would if you were a contender?
Never.
Like, no way.
No. You never. You know what? You never think things are gonna be given to you ever. I've never had an easy fight. I walk in there and I have to fight, defend myself every time. This one's going to be a difficult fight. I mean, I know on paper, like I said, it doesn't look like it's going to be crazy. She's only got, you know, six fights or whatever it is. She beat a girl that beat me out of New York. I still think I did good on her, but still, she's got credits in there as a boxer. So I'm not taking her lightly. I don't take anyone lightly.
Yesterday when we were doing a pre-interview, kind of talking about this, the three of us, and Rena brought up an interesting point. You want to go ahead and ask?
I don't remember.
Well, Rena says, she goes, how often do you think she gets, the comparison of Ronda Rousey? And again, questions about that, like, would you ever fight Ronda? I mean, there's obviously comparisons because the female combat sport is growing, but still small, kind of, in, I wouldn't say in its infancy, but it's growing. Yeah. And I mean, like, that comparison has to come out every once in a while.
Yeah, it does. You know what? There's a lot of mixed feelings in regards to that. Some of them are bitterness and jealousy because I'm like, why not me? I'm the champion of my sport. Where's my TV deals and my sponsorships and my, you know? To say that she's doing amazing things for sport, women's fighting. I mean, it's great. People know who she is. That's great. Do I want a piece of that? Yes. Yeah. Would I love to smack at her? Yes.
Would you get in the ring with her?
Are you a fan, or do you like her, or do you hate
her?
What?
I'm a fan of her fighting and her technique. I'm not a fan of her attitude a lot of the times. I'd like to punch her in the face for it.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing that comes across with Leila Ali when she was in. Everyone was like, oh, you got to fight her. And I'm like, she's like 30 pounds heavier than I am in a complete different weight class. And, you know, she got better as it went on. But when she started, I really feel like it was all about her name, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But with Rousey, she's actually, I mean, she produces what she's supposed to do out there. I mean, and for Dana White to be years before saying women are never going to be in this octagon, not going to do this, da-da-da, and now she's like his cash cow. So that's fantastic. And it just in sports alone, even in boxing, like, where's my women at? Where are they? Come on out. Get out here and come see the show and support.
And Kent, you talking to you yesterday, you've got a passionate opinion about the sport of boxing. You think it's prime for a bit of a comeback, don't you?
Oh, you know what? I mean, it's back on TV, just network cable.
Yeah.
After 30 years of not being on TV, it's on every other day. It's on Tuesday. It's on Friday. It's on Saturday. I mean, it's great that it's making a huge comeback that way, but it's never been dead. And whoever says it's been dead doesn't know shit about boxing.
Dana White's been saying that. Joe Rogan's been saying that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because it's a growing sport, and they brought some more sort of notoriety to boxing. And I mean, look at the numbers. I mean, you do the top 10 pay-per-views in the last 20 years, and it's all boxing. And UFC doesn't even hit the top 15 or the number 12. Sorry, but I mean, you look at the top. It's Floyd Mayweather. It's Manny Pacquiao. It's Miguel Cotto and Canelo Alvarez.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no heavyweight. That's the biggest difference.
Could use that. The sport could use
absolutely.
A big heavy.
I mean, there's an up-and-coming heavyweight, Deontay Wilder, out of the U.S., and, I mean, he's an exciting fighter, and he's, I think he's 30 wins, 29 knockouts.
He had one
boxing match that went the distance against a Canadian, former Canadian, to win the title. So, I mean, there's some exciting things that are happening in the heavyweight division now that, some of this is coming out.
Very nice. Well, it's nice to see, because, I mean, like, when I first moved here, one of my favorite memories is when it was Canwest Park, is Donnie Lalonde and Virgil Hill going at it outside. Yeah. That was a great fight, and there's something about going to a fight live, which just
it's like going
to see a comedian. When you go see a comedian, you're in the mood to laugh, you're in the mood to have a good time. When you go to a boxing match, your adrenaline's going as soon as you walk in those doors.
It's the atmosphere, and it comes from UFC is the machine of what it is for promotion wise. Here's a fight we're gonna have on October 22nd. It's a world title defense, two-time world champion. Where's the TV? Where's TSN? Where's sports on there? We don't have that. It's just not raising the eyebrows for that. So I'm hoping that
that's what we're
come
here
around. Yeah. That's right. So
you want to thank some sponsors. Do you want to do that?
Of course. I mean, there's been lots of support out through the city, lots of fans, lots of friends. Impact Security Group has come out, and Boogie's Sports Diner as well. So I appreciate both of them.
I drive by Boogie's every single day. Yeah. Philly has modern fun memories.
I used to go there to watch NFL games because they used to guarantee every NFL game. So I'd go there when I was like 18.
There you go.
Drink
I'm actually on their
after.
Dragon Boat team as well. Oh, so we've got a mixed relationship.
All right, so 2 weeks from tonight is the weigh-in, and then Friday night is the fight.
Nope, Thursday night.
Thursday night is the fight.
Yeah.
Club Region Event Center. If you haven't been to the Event Center yet, it's unbelievable. Like,
it's a great venue.
Wow, what a spot to go see a boxing match. And that's going down 2 weeks from now. Tickets are available through Club Region Casino?
Yep. Or John Vernas as well. Or, hey, you can get a hold of me, OliviaThePredator.com.
There it is. Say hi to Johnny Vernas for us. We're always a big fan of
Canada.
Very nice. Olivia Garula, champion.
Yeah,
champion. Right here on Wheeler in the Morning, 8:40 now. Good morning. 92 City FM World. Class Rock, that's the Sheepdogs and the way it is. 8:47 is the current time. My name's Dave Wheeler. Phil Aubrey's here. Rena J as well. It's Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena on a Thursday. Good morning.
14's a high for today. We're at 8 right now.
In about 15 minutes. God, I got confused there. We still have this morning, what I'm trying to say is the Blue and Gold Report. We still have stories we missed and a special edition. Yeah, you know, it's with Thursday Night Football and it being the Thanksgiving long weekend, and we know you ladies won't be in here on Monday because we won't be here.
That's right.
So,
fresh, delicious, tasty, a mouthful of Hooters.
Natalie, as always, and back from suspension is Brittany. Hello, Brittany.
Yeah.
How are you? All right, simple game. It's called Mouthful of Hooters. It's basically Philly versus a Hooters girl. So we're going to ask three questions of each. Philly will be asked questions by Arena, and I will ask the girls questions. We're going to grab a caller at 204-780-CITY, CITY-2484. Winner will get a $25 gift certificate if you can guess who's going to win the contest.
How did Britney Spears put it? I'm back, bitches. It's Britney, bitch.
Oh, yes, Britney.
Yeah.
Hi, City. Who's this? Oh, what? Well, fine.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Jeff.
Jeff, who's going to win, Philly or the Hooters girls?
Take the Hooters.
All right, call. They've been on a streak lately.
Yeah.
On a streak. But it's been Gann who's been getting most of them.
Yeah.
That was just last week.
Natalie, you've been leaning on Gann quite a bit now, so
let's
see
you. That was just last week.
Okay, all right.
I think it's because a lot of the questions are, what color shoes am I wearing today? That's like Wheeler's questions to the girls.
Well, today they are all focused in on Thanksgiving trivia.
All right.
Wow.
All
right.
A cornucopia can also be referred to as what?
You go Thanksgiving. First.
No. This is a question for you, girls. A cornucopia can also be referred to as what?
Centerpiece?
No, we were looking for horn of plenty. A horn of plenty.
That's a centerpiece. It can go in the center.
You
can put it there.
Hey, you ever been attacked with a horn of plenty? It's not fun.
Okay, Philly. All turkeys gobble. True or false?
I don't know. Is there mute? Like mute turkeys?
Yeah, they're mimes. They're mimes. The performers are down at the forks. They don't speak at all.
Performance turkeys, yeah.
You know, I'm going to say false.
That's correct, actually. Only that's the correct. Male turkeys actually make the gobble-gobble sound. The female turkeys make kind of like a cackly...
Really?
Cackly? Hen, like a cackly hen type noise,
kind
it says.
Kind of annoying when you're trying to watch sports. I mean, I'm sorry.
Can you do a turkey noise for us, Rena? Phil?
That was good. That's impressive.
Oh my.
All right.
Pretty sure turkeys don't scream. But.
Hey, they do in the movie Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well.
Gobble, gobble, mother effer.
Okay, girls. Can turkeys fly?
No.
That's incorrect.
What?
They can't. Wild turkeys can fly. Domestic turkeys, not so much. So the ones that we...
You didn't specify.
Turkeys are turkeys, girl. Turkeys are turkeys.
You never seen a flock of turkeys flying around town when
have
you're going
you?
To... Yeah,
no,
all the
no,
time.
You haven't. Ooh, look. Are your pants warm?
Are your pants warm?
Pants on fire, liar, liar. I'm feeling what you're laying down, girl. Yeah.
Rena?
All right. Philly, the first Thanksgiving was held in 1962. How many days did it last?
In 1962, how many days did it last?
1621.
Oh.
16.
What did I say?
You said 1962.
Oh, sorry, I'm looking at a different, 1621. Dyslexic, okay. I don't know.
Thinking back in those days, you know, they didn't have
the
60s. The 60s.
Thanksgiving is celebrating its 50th anniversary this year.
I don't know.
They all did LSD in the 60s. And, I'm going to say a week.
No, that's wrong. Incorrect. 3 days.
3 days.
And then it just got chopped down to one day. One
the
holiday.
60s, man.
16, sorry, not 60s.
You need this one. What is the fleshy, hangy thing off, you know, that's right under, like, on a turkey's neck? You're a farm girl, Natalie. Come on, you should know this. What's it called?
I have chickens, not a... I don't know, a gobble? That's what I was going to say, too.
Jowls?
No, it's called a waddle.
A waddle?
Waddle. The little waddle part. Old men get it, too.
I've noticed that.
Yeah. Looks like it ends up looking like a vagina.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gross. All right, here we go. This is for the win. This is for all the marbles.
True or false? Turkeys can drown if they look up into the rain.
The water would gather in their waddle.
That's right. See, that's scientific.
True or false?
True.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with their waddle.
Yes.
It's because their eyes are on the side of their head, and they'll try to focus on raindrops, and they will just stand there until enough water falls into their mouths, and they will die.
No wonder we're higher on the food chain.
Yeah, they're very stupid.
All right, so a guy on the phone does not win a $25 gift card. We'll go to the next caller here. You win a $25 gift card from Hooters.
What?
Yeah. Okay, hang on the line. We've got some details for you. Congratulations. Ladies, thank you as always. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
And don't forget Monday night football, even though it's the holiday Monday, we're still going to be down having chicken wings and watching the game. Lots of prizes to be won.
Sweet.
Word. Give us a hug.
No
group
touch
hug?
Policy.
Group hug?
No touch policy.
8:53, stories we missed on the way.
On 92 City FM, world-class rock.
All right, Serena, you're a pet owner. You've ran into this before. And Phil, you have neighbors who have pets. So it's the other time. It's like, hey, listen, my pet got out, but the dog got out. Keep an eye out for it, will you? It's somewhere in the neighborhood. You've seen it happen before, right, Rena?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine walking across the street and all of a sudden seeing a giant furry tarantula?
That'd be a little bit terrifying.
Yeah.
In Ottawa. These people were walking across the street. They're like, ooh, it's a tarantula. What the hell? And so they went into the house to try to get a cooler and to try and, like, get a broom to sweep into the cooler so they could call, like, the reptile zoo or something to get someone to take care of it. And the tarantula was having none of it. Like, leaned back, showed its fangs. They're like, okay, fine, tarantula, you're winning. But eventually they did call the reptile zoo. They came in. They found the owner. And turns out the owners, it's been a family pet for, like, a decade.
Yeah.
And they were doing some renovating. They put the tarantula in the garage and they had a loose cage after they had moved it. And the tarantula got out and decided to make a break for it.
Hmm.
But they got the tarantula was returned to its proper owner. They said it's literally like finding a needle in a haystack because those things like to bury underground and stay
like
safe.
Most spiders.
So the fact that it was crawling across the streets.
How long do those things live?
Oh, long time.
I've seen a few furry spiders and garage spiders because they can live in your garage forever.
Wolf spiders.
You see some pretty big ones in your garage once in a while, like. It's a little startling.
No kidding.
You know what cabins, they get them on the dock. Dock spiders a lot here. They're huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like to cuddle up and have a nap with them. They're so cute.
All those arms to massage you.
Oh, it's not even funny.
Beyonce, well, Jay-Z and Beyonce, have purchased the house seen in The Big Lebowski.
Really?
The mansion.
No way.
Yeah. You know the house I'm talking about where the millionaire, what the hell was his name? Jeffrey Lebowski. Owned it. It used to belong to the owner of the LA Dodgers, Frank McCourt. Tells you what kind of money Beyonce and Jay-Z have. Okay. Like owners of sports franchises, they're billionaires. Jeez. And they bought the Dodgers owner's old house.
Yeah, just buy it. We'll stop it once a year if we feel like it.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they've ever seen The Big Lebowski. I don't view that as a movie that Beyonce and Jay-Z would
be
into.
Oh, yeah. I bet he's all over the dude. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All over the dude.
There's lots of different groups right now that are all, you know, trying to get people voting in the election coming out, the federal election.
Like the No Pants Party?
Like the No Pants Party. There is also a medical marijuana dispensary in BC that is offering free weed for people to not vote for Harper, basically.
Oh, wow.
And this one is new. There's now a promise of nude pictures thanks to a group of young Canadians that call themselves Sluts Against Harper. So basically, you follow the Instagram page, votes for nudes, and if you can prove that you got your voter's card and you take a picture of it and say that you're going to vote, they will send you naked pictures of some of the girls that are featured on the site. These are apparently, supposedly, local Canadian girls that are just trying to get Harper not in office. So,
wow. That's some guerrilla-style marketing, man.
I've never
apparently
seen...
they've got thousands of followers already. It's blown up huge. This is off the Vice website.
Cool. As far as elections that I have been involved with, as far as being very observant about them, I can't remember a more contentious, more polarizing election. Like, I've received literature in the mail saying, hey, vote smart, vote as a street, vote as a community if you want to get Harper out because you don't want to split your vote. I've seen that in my mailbox.
Yeah.
Social networking. Every time I open up my Facebook page, there's all kinds of people commenting against Harper, against Trudeau, against Mulcair.
Oh, yeah. It's tight. Like the last.
It's heated. People are really emotional. I think that's good, right?
Sure.
It was last weekend, but I saw one of those polls. I mentioned this before, but Harper's in the lead as of, you know, by a couple percentage points. Then it was Trudeau, and then it was Mulcair under that. But they were all within a few percentage points of each other.
I don't think anyone's getting a majority.
It's going to be, I was just going to say, it's going to be a minority, for sure.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily,
or listen live,
weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.